Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Voters in Fall River tomorrow decide whether to recall a mayor who's facing a 13-count federal indictment. Question two on the ballot is to decide who the next mayor should be if the recall succeeds. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the choice could result in a controversial mayor continuing to lead the city.
When federal prosecutors charged Mayor Jaisal Correa with stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from investors, it sent shockwaves through Massachusetts politics. Governor Charlie Baker, who the Democrat Correa had endorsed, asked the mayor to step aside while his court case progressed, and residents of Fall River organized a recall petition. But Correa pleaded not guilty to all the charges, and the go-to phrase of his supporters was established: innocent until proven guilty.
Definitely going to be voting against the recall, voting for Jaisal.
That's Fall River resident Jonas Correa, no relation to the mayor. He says Correa should not be judged by the allegations he's facing, but by the work he's done since the indictment came down 5 months ago. And by that measure, he says the mayor is doing an excellent job.
It hasn't really been a factor at all. I hope justice is taken regardless, you know, whether it's good or bad. On, you know, that's my standpoint. Justice still has to be taken, but if he's a guilty man, we'll find out.
Criminal charges against Correa trace back to before he was elected mayor at the age of 23. He'd founded a startup based on a smartphone app, and prosecutors accused him of using the money of unwitting investors to fund a lavish lifestyle. The mayor faces 9 counts of wire fraud, with a maximum sentence of 20 years, and 4 counts of filing false tax returns, with a maximum sentence of 3 years. Critics say there's no way Correa can fight that legal battle and be an effective mayor.
My name is Joseph Pereira. I am one of the original organizers of the effort to recall Jaisal Correa from the position of mayor in the city of Fall River.
Formerly the captain of a tall ship, Pereira now works in the telecom industry. He worries that having 4 candidates challenge the mayor will divide the vote against Correa. Even if the recall is successful, all Correa has to do is eke out the largest number of votes, which is to say, even if the vast majority want him out, he could still get by on a plurality.
I was in a store the other day, someone recognized me, and literally out of 15, 20 people who were nearby, to a person, they were like, he's got to go, he's got to go, he's got to go. And everybody expressed their reasons, which is somewhat encouraging when we've put this much effort into it. But I could easily walk into another store, have somebody recognize me and, you know, throw a pie at me.
Among the 4 people running against Correa are a long-term city councilor, a school administrator, and a veteran of the nonprofit world. One of the best-known opponents is Paul Coogan. He's a school committee member who worked for more than 2 decades in the administration of Fall River's Durfee High School. Coogan agrees with the argument of Correa's opponents that the city has to be suffering economically as a result of having a mayor facing prison time. But more tangibly, Coogan says Fall River has become a national laughingstock.
We don't deserve this. There's a lot of good, hardworking people in this city. As I told the mayor at the last debate, he was in school with me at Durfee. I would have advised him to resign, go take care of your legal problems. But I said Fall River's a community that believes in redemption. But you can't do it with a string of negatives that he's got riding every day.
Correa did not respond to requests to comment for this story. But in his opening at a recent mayoral debate hosted by the Herald News, he summarized his pitch to the voters.
You've already heard from some of my opponents tonight talk about the indictment issue. Tonight's about the things that we've accomplished for you, for your life, for the renter, the homeowner, the senior, the veteran, the family, the child in this community. That's what you hired me to do 3.5 years ago, and that's what I'm going to continue to talk about each and every day that I'm on the job.
Even if Correa wins by a small margin, it's possible some civility will be restored in a city that's been deeply divided over the effort to recall the mayor. Opponents say whatever the outcome, they'll be glad once this chapter is closed, and they can start looking toward the next mayoral campaign. And that's only a few months away. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.